So hello everybody, this is Chandradasa at the other side of the day from the Buddhist Centre online at thebuddhistcentre.com, and we're coming to the end of our Triratna Day celebrations here on the East Coast in the United States. The sun is still out, it's very beautiful outside, streaming in the windows of our lovely circular wooden room here in the woods at Aryaloka. And you may have already heard Ivan saying goodbye from Birmingham in the UK. They're about 5 hours ahead of us. We've still got plenty of the day to go, but the celebrations are ended, our revels are ended, as Shakespeare said. And I have my two fellow organisers, Dialochana, chair at Aryaloka, very lila, very active in Portsmouth and at Free Buddhist Audio, with me. They did most of the organising, I just kind of chimed in every so often. And they have worked so hard on this, and I think it went pretty well myself. How do you feel about it?
This is very lila. I think it went really, really well. When we started planning, a few of the things that I wanted to make sure we created sort of space for were to come together and play, and as a sangha, to be able to just enjoy each other's company and to sort of dwell in the joys of the Dharma in the company of each other. And I feel like we really accomplished that.
Oh, I agree. This is Dialochana. We had a great community day, and people played together by enacting some suttas. And even though they approached it with a little bit of hesitancy, they really got into it and they really had fun. And those in the audience, they enjoyed connecting together with the sutta.
It was hilarious.
It was hilarious
watching people do that stuff.
Yeah.
But also quite, it was funny how quickly it moved between pretty hilarious and comedy acting, and then really this bit of Dharma would come through.
Yeah, and I thought the way we ended the day was fantastic. We went outside in the sunshine and formed a circle. Chandradasa led us in a lovely closing ceremony, thinking of centers throughout the world.
So many of them.
There's so many.
As I was reading them, I was thinking, my goodness, so many groups of people.
Yeah, it was really beautiful to bring them all to mind. And thank you for kind of laying out the map and just calling to mind these different centers and groups all over the world.
Well, in her talk, Lila gave a very good talk earlier, it she told a story about Ananda, who's one of the very first order members. Lovely Ananda, still happily with us in England. And his meeting with Sangharakshita in 1967, probably, in a shop in London. And just that interaction, just out of that little corner of a world that is long gone, the shop's gone, the area probably looks completely different. Both those people are still alive. And out of the kind of interactions that they had have come so much. We wouldn't be here, we wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for that kind of interaction. Yeah. And it's mind-boggling. Mm-hmm. You can sort of understand it rationally, but you think, how did all of this come from that, that kind of thing? Mm-hmm. Cosmic.
Mm-hmm. It is cosmic, and actually, when I interviewed Ananda and we were speaking about that, he had that same sort of gratitude and sort of wonder in this sort of chance meeting of somebody in a bookshop and how that radically changed his life.
Yeah. You know, and I hear that again and again from people who come here. It's like, well, I didn't know what I was walking into, and such gratitude, my life is different.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
I had somebody write to me on Facebook recently and say, I didn't know you were anywhere else other than London. Which was fantastic. Yeah. You thought, oh, of course.
I said this in my talk, but having come here at 24, 25 years old and walking in and just feeling like I'd found a spiritual home and finding people that I could relate to and have fun with and have interactions that were deeply meaningful and based in the Dharma was amazing.
It was nice to see that in Birmingham their theme was gratitude. And that was very much the flavour of today here.
It was
just people having a ball together. Mm-hmm. I mean, having lovely food together, doing some really serious ritual together. It was great, you know. Lovely, lovely. So we're going to wend our way home. I don't know if we're going to get the rest that we need. Are we going to get the rest that we need? We're not going to get the rest that we need. Okay. Well, we've borne in mind the rest of the world. Hopefully the rest of the world is bearing in mind us. And we'll see you very soon. We're going to be having an American month on the Buddhist Centre online quite soon, so lots of exciting things about Tree Rat in America to look forward to, and I hope you've had a very good taste today. And we'll see you in the near future.
Bye.
Bye. Come visit us.